107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's back for the summertime. We're talking about the Kiwanis Club of Stratford's 2025 Concerts in the Park series. Joining us in studio is Lawrence Gougey with Stratford Concert Band. Lawrence, it's good to see you on this hot and sticky one.
Good morning, Jamie. It sure is warm out there.
Woo! But hey, it's a hot ticket. It's a hot time this summer with the 2025 Concerts in the Park series. Now, before we get to that, I know it seems like it was a while ago. How was the May the 4th Be With You concert?
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
We had a great audience, and some people even came in costume, which was a hoot. We had a special guest show up at the end. Darth Vader was there. It was really, really a fun afternoon.
And that was the music of Star Wars of John Williams and other sort of movie soundtracks, if you
know. It was. Yeah, we had quite a variety, actually, but focused, of course, on John Williams and all of his body of work.
Yeah, so it looked like it was a great time. Well, it's going to be back a great time for the summertime with the Stratford Concert Band, as you're the featured artists or performers, if you will, for Wednesday evenings. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So the concert series on Wednesday nights, it's the Stratford Concert Band, and we start this week. And for the next 10 weeks, all the way till the end of August, we'll be there every Wednesday night, weather permitting.
Wow.
And then, as you mentioned, the Kiwanis Club sponsors the Sunday night concerts, and those are always great because it's a different group each week from Stratford and area.
Okay, and it already kicked off, last Sunday with the Jubilee Salvation Army Brass Band, but again, we've got concerts Sunday evenings and Wednesday evenings right through your summertime, including shout-out for Festival City Big Band.
Yep, Festival City Big Band, Sunday, July 13th. I like to shout that out because about half the concert band members are members of that group, too.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how you do it in terms of, you know, so many great shows, both with Festival City Big Band and Stratford Concert Band. How do you approach a summer season? Is it always a fresh start, or how do you approach the summer season?
So we have our main concert series through the year. In November, February, and May, we present concerts. And, you know, some of that music we'll present through the summer. But once the May concert is over, that's when we go back to the library and we pull out a number of pieces that a lot of variety of music. We've got some show tunes, we've got some movie music, of course marches, we've got some from the classical repertoire, which is really cool. And and then away we go. So, you know, we have enough music in our folder that we can present actually 3 or 4 different concerts.
I would think quite easily.
Yeah, it's quite an undertaking, but the band is up for it. And I mean, the Stratford Concert Band has been providing summer music for over 50 years here.
Right. There you go. So that's a long legacy. And again, these concerts are free, we have to mention.
They absolutely are. Everybody's welcome. 7 p.m. start. Bring your lawn chair if you like. Bring money for ice cream because there's ice cream there as well. But it's a lovely evening. We start about 7 o'clock and finish around 8:15 or so. So it's a nice evening out.
That's absolutely true. Again, Stratford Concert Band is the featured band for Wednesday evenings. But again, it's Sunday and Wednesday evenings. Some of the performances this coming summer include Strings and Traps, July 6th. Gosh, we've got Just Like New. They performed just recently at Stratford Live. They're happening July 27th. And wrapping the whole series up with the Thundering Velvet Band. That'll be for August 31st. Again, with Stratford Concert Band, the featured performers with the Kiwanis Club of Stratford 2025 Concerts in the Park series. Again, these are free events, which is fantastic. And a nice venue, again, with Upper Queen's Park and the Pavilion. It's a nice setting. And you always get a great response.
Oh, there's always a lot of people out. I mean, it's not unusual to see 200 or 300 people sitting out in the audience every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Sundays as well. They even more because it's the weekend.
Yeah,
so it's great. It's a great community event.
It's amazing, again, with Stratford Concert Band. You know, you do your whole season, and then you do a whole summer season as well. That's a lot of shows.
It is a lot of shows, and we like to think we're rather unique because there's not a lot of community bands out there that do what we do. But as I said, it's been over 50 years that the Stratford Concert Band has been presenting summer concerts, so we're not about to stop.
Yeah, well, you do it well, for sure. Lawrence Gougey and all the fine folks with the Stratford Concert Band. We'll share, the complete schedule. That's all available for you on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. Lawrence Gougey. Lawrence, stay cool and have a great summer season coming up.
Thanks, Jamie.